Greetings to each one today in the name of Jesus. This is Levi. I will be continuing on Matthew 6 on the Lord's Prayer. Just a brief overview. The first day we spoke of our Father, which art in heaven. Matthew 6, verse 9. We touched on recognizing who we are praying to, the importance of recognizing who God is and how he is a father to us. And also we mentioned that in the Old Testament, do not read of the prayers were started by my Lord or my God. But now since we have been redeemed by Jesus Christ, we can now call him our Father. And then the second part was hallowed be thy name. And just the importance of lifting up the name of Christ and the name of God, lifting up God's name, because he is the God of heaven. And now we'd like to start on verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In Matthew 4:17, one of the first words that we hear Jesus saying, not the first, but one of them, from that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So we see that as one of the very first things that Jesus started preaching on was the kingdom of heaven. And I do believe Jesus foresaw his death. He was wanted to prepare the people for what was coming. And when we think of the word kingdom, one of the words that defines that is royal power. With that, you could say the royal power of Jesus as a triumphant Messiah. I do think Jesus was looking into the future. And that's why he was saying that we need to pray to God that thy kingdom come. Because as we look around, churches are in jeopardy. Nations are falling apart. The homosexual movement is becoming accepted. I mean, if we would really look around and see the world news, it's frightening if you are not putting your trust in Jesus Christ. It would seem like the kingdom of God is being is in jeopardy. It would look like Satan is winning, but we do know that in the end, the gates of hell will not prevail. So I just ask today that brothers and sisters, let us pray earnestly that God's kingdom will prevail in this earth as it was planned from the foundations of time in heaven. God bless you and bless your day.